go. Another Sunday has come. It's another week. Another week. Games getting close. Playoffs getting close. Obviously, big matchup here tonight for the Eagles and the Cowboys, and what could be the a potential shift in power in the NFC East and maybe even in the conference in general. But obviously, the Eagles are trying to get back after a tough loss last week. And obviously, the Cowboys looking for their 15th straight home win. We'll check that game and obviously all the other games out here. Like I said, a lot of games to look at, not a lot of time, so let's get to it. Like I said, I'm looking around to see if there's any unanimous picks. Sadly, there are none. So we're going to do our shotgun, no huddle, so let's get to it. Yeah. The first matchup we'll look at the NFC South. Obviously, it's the division nobody wants to win, but obviously somebody has to win to make the playoffs. And we'll start with the first matchup here, the Saints hosting the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, it's not much you want to look at, but we have to look at it, so go into it.
All right, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of games, actually, that we can kind of gloss over. But, I mean, one thing that you just said is, potential change in power, shift in power in the division. Yeah, that's not true, man. I mean, even if the Cowboys win, the Eagles still have the tiebreaker. The Eagles have a much easier record the rest of the way. So, no matter what happens, the Cowboys are playing catch-up. So, even if the Cowboys were to win this week, Eagles are still in the driver's seat. And like I said, Eagles are probably, if the Eagles win one of these next two, they're winning those last three games. So in reality, somebody has to win out to beat us for the number one seed. So, you know, bottom line, the Eagles are still in the driver's seat. But in terms of this game, there's the divisional thing on the line here, but it's not a good game. Neither of these teams are winning in the playoffs if they win the division. So I'm going to go with Atlanta here. I think they have more talent, even though neither team has a good quarterback. But I'll go with Atlanta.
Carolina first.
Oh, wait, what game was it?
Saints hosting Carolina first.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Atlanta, Tampa. Okay.
We'll get to that right afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Saints will beat Carolina's awful, man. They're awful. So, yeah, Saints will win. Final score, 27-13.
Yeah, not much to really look at in this matchup. I mean, I don't even know who the Carolina. Do you even know who the interim head coach is in Carolina?
Nah, I don't even know anymore, man.
I'm gonna have to watch a little of this game to see who the hell is taking over, but. Even though it doesn't really matter, it's just, you know, you're always going to wonder because that's an open job. But like I said, I think the Saints will win easily, final score 30-10.
Okay, man. Hey, there's still some weird stuff with your phone, so just if anyone actually listens to this, Rob's kind of bouncing in and out where he's having some issue with his phone that it's better now, but earlier I could barely hear him, but you're still kind of going in and out.
As long as you can still hear me, that's what's matter.
I can hear about two-thirds of it, and then it kind of drops for like a second, and then goes back.
Keep in touch if you lose me. Just keep in touch. All right. I'm going to try my best. All right. We're going to go to the other NFC South matchup, a big matchup here, obviously, for the Bucks. They're trying to stay in this division race. They know if they lose this game, they'll be two games behind Atlanta, and the race is over for them. But obviously, the Falcons with Desmond Ridder, one thing is for sure, Desmond Ridder wants to keep his job, and as long as he plays well enough and he keeps his job, he'll keep his job and they'll win the division. But critical matchup here, like I said, a big deal here. Can the Falcons put the Bucks out of the way and make it just them versus the Saints moving forward down the stretch? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was just saying, I just think Atlanta has the better talent, probably the better coach too. Even though I'm kind of off the Arthur Smith bandwagon, but I still think he's probably better than Todd Bowles as a head coach. And Desmond Ridder, he won't be the starter next year, but I think he's going to lead them to the playoffs. by default, not because he's good, but just somebody has to win that division. So I'm going to go with the Falcons here in a tight one, 24-23.
Yeah, at this point, you got to look at it like this. I mean, Tampa Bay, this is it. They got to win this game if they want to win this division, if they have any chance of winning this division, because they don't hold any tiebreakers. They lost to the Falcons the first matchup. The second matchup obviously means a lot, because whoever wins this game is going to have a better trajectory to the postseason. So obviously, but I think that this game being in Atlanta, Falcons do better at home anyway. So I'm going to go with the Falcons. I'm not saying that Desmond Ridder is going to have a hell of a game, but he'll do enough, and the defense will do enough to win. And the final score, 24-20.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue with the shotgun no huddle. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of interesting games, not a lot of great games, but we'll continue here. Big matchup here for Detroit. A lot of division games. They're playing the Bears. The first time these two met a few weeks ago, the Bears nearly pulled it off. Justin Fields had a great game, but Detroit found a way to pull it off at the last minute. But obviously today it's going to be interesting. Detroit's still trying to – they still have an outside chance at the one seed, though long shot at this point. But they have a good chance. They have a three-game lead in the division, the biggest lead right now in the NFL. Can they beat the Bears and get closer and closer to winning their first division title in 30 years? 93 was the last division title for the Lions. We'll see what happens here today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Bears are garbage. The only thing I'm going to say about this one is more fantasy-related. In my league, or one of my two leagues that are two quarterback leagues, in one of the leagues I have Jalen Hurts as my top quarterback. So, you know, he's a weekly starter. But my number two quarterback, I got Justin Fields and I got Josh Dobbs. In that league, I'm listening to the experts. I hate doing it because it always backfires on me. But I'm listening to the experts. They made enough of a case to tell me that the Lions' defense does allow a lot of points to quarterbacks, opposing quarterbacks. And like you said, the Bears played well last time they played the Lions. I don't think they're going to win, but I do expect that. I'm hoping for a big game out of Fields because I'm actually putting him back in my starting lineup. So we'll see. But yeah, I still think the Lions win. The Bears are just bad, and the Lions are a much more talented team. So I'm going to go with the Lions' final score. I'll say 30-20.
Yeah, I mean, the first matchup obviously was a struggle for the Lions, but obviously they pulled it off. They're coming off a big win last week. I mean, the Bears at this point, they really don't know what the future is. I mean, I've heard rumors that they're interested in Eric Bieniemy. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh is most likely coming back. I said in my reaction overreaction, he could be linked to the Bears as the head coach, as a potential next head coach. But obviously, they're not really focused on the future. They're focused on the now. And obviously, if they can play spoiler and hurt the Lions, they'll do that. They tried that last time, didn't work. Obviously, today, Detroit playing on the road. Remember, it is cold outside. I mean, there's weather's going to play a role. We're in December. Of course, this is not an East Coast matchup, but still, cold and wind will be a factor. Temperature's only in the mid-30s out there. So it's going to be interesting to see how Detroit handles it. But Detroit should be used to playing in cold weather because they are a cold weather team technically, even though they play indoors. So at the end of the day, that should be a problem, should be an X factor. I think that they win this game, but I think the Bears will give them a fight again, but I think this time Detroit will hold on. It's kind of like the Eagles in Washington this year. Detroit's a better team, we know that, but Chicago might have the hookup to try to beat them. But at the end, I'm going to go with Detroit. And the final score, 30-25.
All right, man. Hey, while you're talking, you kind of sometimes you're going in and out, and then sometimes it's like it's good. So when you listen back after where we hang up, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. When it fades out, that's what it sounded like earlier when you were on speaker. So, you know, just so you know what it's like. But yeah, I think if you hold the phone like up to your mouth and talk loud, I think you might be all right for now.
I mean, as long, like I said, just let me know if something else is going on. If you can't hear me, just I mean, don't give me any other pointers. If you can't hear me, just let me know.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to skip to the Monday night matchups next because neither of them are any good. And they're both, and unfortunately, there's two Monday night matchups happening at the same time, like a regular Sunday game. The problem is we can't use this as a unanimous pick because in a unanimous pick are regional games only. So, unfortunately, we have to pick both of these games. We don't have to go into detail, but we have to pick these games. So the first game, obviously, is a big one. Probably the big one by situation is the Green Bay Packers, who are on a roll, playing pretty good football, winners of four of their last five, going to the Meadowlands to play the Giants off of a bye. And the DeVito, yeah, DeVito, Mom, I'm going to do well. Can I play spoiler today to cost them the playoffs? But anyway, let me stop that. Big matchup here tonight, tomorrow night. Obviously, Green Bay trying to get to the postseason. They have a legit chance if they continue on their trajectory. Jordan Love has been playing pretty good football here recently, so let's keep it moving.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, Jordan Love's been playing pretty solid. He's definitely turned it up over the last month of the season, this last month. And your boy DeVito hasn't been bad, you know? So, the last couple weeks anyway. So, you know, maybe they got something going on. Obviously, he's not a long-term option, but maybe he can become a decent backup. You never know. The only other thing I'll say is, that Green Bay rush defense is terrible, so maybe Saquon Barkley actually has a big game for once. We'll see. But nonetheless, the Giants are just a terrible team, and Packers are kind of hot. So I'm going with Green Bay here pretty easily, 27 to 14.
Yeah, obviously this is a critical matchup for Green Bay. A Monday night game. They've had what? This is what their third Monday night game of the season or something like that. I'm not sure, but still, obviously this is a critical matchup because they could see the playoffs. The playoff picture. There's a wild card spot there. That they have a chance, but obviously playing the Giants. Like I said, the Giants don't score. That's the problem. That's their biggest issue. They don't score enough points to win. I mean, they beat the Patriots last game, but they only beat them 10-7. Green Bay, you gotta have to score at least 27 to beat them, and they're just not capable. I know Saquon could have a big game. Obviously, he might be auditioning for another team next year because I'm sure he'll be traded away. Obviously, at this point, I'm gonna go with the Packers. Packers are a safe bet. They'll win this game. So I'm gonna go with Green Bay, going comfortably, final score 33-10.
Okay.
Now the other matchup is sadly another matchup that's going to get out of control. The Miami Dolphins are at home playing the Titans, and the Titans are just a terrible road team. And the Miami right now, as of now, has the one seed in the AFC. And with everything that's going on in the AFC over the last couple of weeks, their chances of being having home field advantage is very, very good, very positive. But obviously, they have a big matchup that we'll look ahead to soon, but critical matchup here, even though it's not critical because it's Tennessee, but still, interesting matchup. Can Tennessee make it interesting? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, as we talk right now, the Dolphins are giving up 14 on the spread. This was going to be my lock of the week because I really wanted to pick it with our picks on Wednesday, but I decided to go with Minnesota. But I'm going to try to make a lock of the week a more interesting game than this. So it's not my lock, but I really wanted to get a piece of the Dolphins this week because they're going to blow them out, man. I don't care about 14 points. That Tennessee pass defense is bottom of the barrel. They do have a decent run defense, but I expect a huge game from Tua and Tyreek Hill and just the passing game in general. So Dolphins win easy. Final score. I'm gonna say 44-17.
This is one of my picks of the week. Obviously, the obviously for the Dolphins, this is critical for them because they can stare at the one seed, but they have a hard, they have a tough stretch down the stretch. They got to go to Baltimore and play the Ravens, and then obviously the Bills to finish the season. Those are their last two games, and then Cowboys come as well. Those are their last three games. Last three games are tough. So, but obviously, this is, we've talked about these Dolphins. They play soft schedule, but if they're going to win the, if they're going to get home field and win the AFC regular season, then they need to win out and do and show up and actually be a contending team. They're going to get their opportunities over the next several weeks, but this is not a contending team, so they don't have to worry about it. They'll beat them. They'll beat their asses. So, I'm going to go with Miami. Final score: 48-17.
Yeah. I mean, Miami might be the number one seed today, but at the end of week 18, they're not going to be the number one seed. Let's face it. I mean, they're a lot like the Cowboys. They can they blow out bad teams, and they haven't beaten anybody good. So, you know, those last three games are going to kill them.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we'll continue. All right, we're going to continue here. Interesting matchup here. Like I said, we didn't want to escape this here. Interesting matchup here with the Vikings and the Raiders, both coming off of byes. The Vikings, obviously, you know their story. They lost your boy Kirk Cousins to injury. Josh Jobs came in a trade and gave them a spark, even though they were doing well. For the last 2 weeks, they didn't win. And today, they're out in Vegas. I mean, obviously, it's a long, long shot they come back here again. But obviously, the Raiders, even though they're still not in a playoff position, they could still have an outside chance at making a wild card run. But it has to start today, and it has to start beating a team like the Vikings. Critical matchup here for both teams with potential postseason thoughts. Go ahead.
All right, man. Well, you know, way back, I don't know if it was week one or week two, after week one or after week two, but back way back then, in both my two QB leagues, I picked up Josh Dobbs, and I've stashed him on my bench. I've rotated him in my starting lineup. So I got faith in the guy, you know. I've seen what he's done with both the Cardinals and Minnesota. You know, the last game he played, he was terrible. He actually cost me the game because I only needed a few points out of him, and he threw four interceptions. But I still got faith in the guy, as evidenced by the fact that I'm picking Minnesota again with our Wednesday picks. And one of the reasons I have a lot of faith this week in him is because Justin Jefferson is back. First time he's playing with Jefferson, you know. Jefferson's been out for, what, like 6 weeks now with that hamstring injury? He should be back to 100% and ready to dominate a bad Raiders pass defense. Both these teams are coming in similar situations, though. They're both coming off the bye. Both lost two straight before the bye. So, you know, both of them are trying to get back on track here. And, you know, Las Vegas does have some sort of similar history on their side. You know, 2 years ago when they fired Gruden and they had Rich, what was it, Bassia, something like that?
I can't remember.
I forget how his name was pronounced.
His name was Rich.
Yeah, it was Rich at bat. Yeah, it began with a B and it was I Bassia, something like that. But either way, 2 years ago when he became their interim head coach, at this point in the year, they were also sitting at 6-7, which is their record right now. And they ended up winning their last four because it was a 16-game season at that point still. They won their last four to make the playoffs. So there is that. You know, all of a sudden they got Antonio Pierce in their head coach, and they're playing a lot better lately, even though, I mean, they had two really tough games against Miami and KC. Let's face it, they lost both of them. But they've been playing tough. The only other thing I'll say is for Minnesota, though, their defense has also been really good. They've only allowed 12 touchdowns in the last nine games. You know, their defense is really firing and playing a lot better than I expected coming into the year. And with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback for the Raiders, I think that's going to be the difference there. I do expect a big game from the Dobbs-Jefferson connection. And I just don't think the Raiders' offense is going to be able to keep up. So I'm going with Minnesota, and I'm going to say the final score is going to be 34-16.
Well, I mean, I'll make this quick. Obviously, Yeah, Justin Jefferson will be back in the lineup today for the first time since October. We'll see what happens there. I mean, the Raiders, like I said, they have an outside chance, but it's a long shot. They're in a tough division. I don't think they're better than the Broncos at this point. So, really, they have to do what they have to do. Aiden O'Connell's a rookie. He's had some moments, but he's not somebody special. And neither is Josh Jobs. I mean, this is a terrible quarterback matchup for what I'm sitting. And at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. But I think, like I said, it should be an interesting matchup. It should go down to the wire. But I'm going to go with the home team here. I think that the Vikings, this is a tough spot on the road. And obviously, we'll see what happens there. But I'm going to go with the Raiders. Final score, 27-24.
Okay.
A game that's going to be here in Philly on your local Philly affiliates. Why am I making mistakes here? The Browns and the Jaguars. Got it. All right, Browns and Jaguars in a critical matchup with quarterback discussion on both situations. Now, big news is Trevor Lawrence was a game time decision. Well, the coach has given him the green light to play today, despite a high ankle sprain last Monday night on a short week. So he is going to start today. For the Browns, they were going to start Dorian Thompson-Green, whatever how you pronounce his name. But they decided to go with the old man, Flacco, Joe Flacco, the Ravens great. He will get the start for the second straight week. So a critical matchup here, obviously for the Jaguars, this is critical because they still have an outside chance at winning the one seed. They're still in a battle with Indy and Houston for the division title. So critical matchup here coming up here next. But then again, this is the Browns at home, where defensively they give up the least amount of points of any team. So this is a critical matchup for Jacksonville in their pursuit of the one seed, if they still have a chance at that. Go ahead.
All right, man. Well, it's Dorian Thompson Robinson. You're confusing him with Doriel Green Beckham, the wide receiver.
Well, it's hard. You know, when you got three names, it's hard to put that in perspective.
Yeah, you're mixing the names up. You're like, oh, Dorian Green. Yeah, it's Dorian Thompson Robinson and Doriel Green Beckham. So either way, it doesn't really matter. He's not playing. So, but yeah, like you said, Flacco's in. For what that's worth, I think it's worth nothing. And I guess Trevor Lawrence is playing, so that's something. But I mean, how effective is he going to be? I'm going to assume he's going to be getting some injections before the game. He's not going to be feeling anything in that ankle, but he's also going to be limited. But you know, I mean, the guy's a pretty boy, but you got to give him credit. He's tough. The guy's tough. You know, he had that knee injury earlier in the year, and then he came right back and played. I mean, he is a tough guy. One thing I'll say, you know, Jacksonville is also good on the road, 4-0 on the season, excluding the London games, the Europe games that they played, which, you know, there might be a road game in there, but it's not really a road game. And then we're talking about two former Eagles going head-to-head too, you know. We got Doug Peterson coaching Jacksonville. You got the number one defense in the NFL, led by Jim Schwartz in Cleveland. So, you know, we got that back when, during the 2016 season, there was a lot of rumors that the Eagles were considering firing Doug Peterson and making Jim Schwartz the head coach because they weren't happy with the job he was doing. And then obviously 2017, we won the Super Bowl. But, you know, these two guys are going head-to-head now. But for this one, I can't pick the Jaguars just because of the injury to Trevor Lawrence. I think if Lawrence was healthier, I'd say it's almost a lock. But I just don't know how effective the guy's going to be. And going up against that type of defense, I don't think he's going to finish the game. I think C.J. Beathard will be in there at some point. So I'm going with Cleveland in a low-scoring game, 16-13.
Yeah, I mean, this is a critical matchup for both teams. Of course, for the Browns, they want to stay in the wild card chase. Pittsburgh lost on Thursday night, shockingly, so that helps their cause to stay in the wild card position. And they're at home, which means good news. They have a better chance than on the road. Their defense has been almost lights out in front of the home crowd. And like you said, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, we don't know how healthy he is. He damn sure ain't healthy. He ain't healthy because he's coming off a bad ankle sprain, which I thought he was going to miss a couple weeks, but apparently he's out here because he is a tough SOB. But the problem is he's coming back on a short week from an injury. That's not easy, and to me it's risky too, because if he gets sacked or anything like that with that ankle, it could potentially break it, and he could be and that could be game over for Jacksonville's chances in the AFC. Like I said, Jacksonville is kind of taking a risk here. They know they're not that good at home, so that obviously gives them an opportunity for them. But at the end of the day, the Browns' defense is so good at home. It's almost hard to figure out. They only allow 9 points per game at home this year. Think about that. 9 points a game at home this year. That's pretty damn tough. And like I said, it's going to be difficult. Like you said, you know, you don't have a healthy Trevor Lawrence. Can't trust C.J. Beathard in a tight spot. So, you know, and it don't matter who the Browns has at quarterback. As long as, you know, Myles Garrett them roll and do whatever, I see they win pretty comfortably. So I'm going to go with the Browns comfortably here. And the final score, 27-13.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go ahead quickly. We have an AFC West matchup here. Denver's coming off a tough loss. Obviously, they're trying to get to the playoffs. It's a critical situation. They're out in L.A. today playing the Chargers. Chargers will be playing the Broncos at the end of the season. Could matter. May not, but we'll see what happens. But critical matchup. Chargers come in last place right now in the AFC West. But they can leapfrog to second with a win potentially. But I said Broncos, like I said, it's going to be tough because it's not a playoff eliminator, but Denver obviously still has a legit chance to get there, and even the Chargers from where they're at. But critical matchup here later this afternoon. Go ahead.
All right, man. Well, I'll go quick on this one. This was one of my picks from Wednesday, so I've already kind of talked about this game anyway. I do have the Broncos with our pool with the four of us. And like I said, man, they've been hot. Okay, they lost to another hot team last week in a one-score game. They're on they won five in a row, but going into that game, so now they've won five of their last six. They're hot. They're on fire. Russell Wilson is playing well. And Justin Herbert hasn't been playing well. He's been a major disappointment. He's one of my disappointments of the year so far. And I don't think that's going to change this week. The Broncos are just, I think they're barreling towards a playoff berth, and they could make a run in the playoffs. Okay, sort of like the Bucks did. I'm not saying they're making the Super Bowl, but I think they could make a run. They might win a couple games. So I'm going with Denver here. Final score is going to be 30-23.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers are not playing really good. They did not play well last week in New England. They haven't played well the last few weeks. Offensively, they're not doing the things they used to do. You know, we've seen the Chargers play shootouts, but they're playing a tough defense today in Denver. And Denver is a team that's coming, you know. They're right outside the postseason picture, and obviously it's getting more and more crowded in the AFC. The wild card situation is going to go down. When you and I preview week 18, that's going to be one of the wildest Sundays of the year. That might be the wildest Sunday we've done in a long time when it comes to who makes it or who doesn't make it, because there's a lot of teams trying to get – there's like at least eight teams looking for three spots. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's good. That week could be nuts. This is a game that could play a role into that, because these two teams will meet in Denver in – and that could be a Sunday night game potentially. So, you know, it could be a win in your end scenario potentially. But right now, neither team are in a spot at that point right now. But I'm going to go with Denver as well. I just think that they're playing really good football. Their defense is playing well. Peyton has gotten his hands on this team the way he wants it. And obviously Russell Wilson's doing his thing. So I'm going to go with Denver. And the final score, 32-20.
Okay.
Now, we skipped over a game. I didn't really want to. I should be on the shotgun, no huddle, the Jets and the Texans. So we'll go quickly on that. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother with this game. I'll just give you the score. The Texans win. I'll say 23-10.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to say much. I mean, obviously, you know, they got rid of Tim Boyle, and now Zach Wilson has to start. And what's here's the sad thing. He said to the owners, "I don't want to start. I don't want to start. You bench me." The Jets are a mess. It's such a sad. I feel terrible for Jets fans. I really do. Sometimes I don't, but then I don't. In this case, I do. Because they really wanted Aaron Rodgers so badly, and he gets hurt 4 plays into the game. And their season has been sideways asinine since. And they get rid of Tim Boyle. They think he's the answer. Now he's on the damn street. You know, what about Trevor Siemian? You're not starting him? I mean, he's no better, but at least he's got a little bit of confidence. You're going to a guy who has no confidence. You know what? Y'all deserve to get your ass whipped today, potentially. I can see C.J. Stroud having a big game. I'm going to say this. Even though it's a hard look, I'm going to say the Houston goes in there and wins big, even though it's tough. 30-10.
Yeah, man, I'll never feel sorry for any New York fan. I don't care whether it's the Jets or Giants or Yankees or Mets or any of them,
yeah,
man.
I can't stand them either.
Same with
I can't
Dallas,
stand them
man.
Either.
I'll never feel sorry for a fucking Cowboys fan. I want them to have the worst experience ever, man. I want them to see their team go 0-16 or 0-17 for the rest of their lives.
I know you feel that way. All right, well, we'll continue here. Let's see, where are we at now? Because I'm actually standing up here. All right, we're going to go to a big matchup in the NFC West. Obviously, everybody's favorite team and everybody's team that we hate now, the 49ers. Big matchup here, obviously, playing the Seahawks once again after beating them down on Thanksgiving. Obviously, things are going great for the 49ers. They've won their last, 4 games. They just beat the Eagles soundly without turnovers. And here we are here playing a Seahawks team that's, of course, Geno Smith is once again a game-time decision, but obviously Seattle's still trying to stay in the playoff mix right now, still trying to stay in it, but they're falling apart, it seems, too. So critical matchup here, coming up here in this matchup here for these teams as they get closer and closer to the postseason. But obviously, not to be quick here, I mean, not to be, you know, dragging the story on, if Dallas beats the Eagles tonight, San Francisco wins this game, they go into first place in the conference. They will be in first place. So, critical matchup for the 49ers. And if they win this game, they take home field advantage away from the Eagles. And obviously, you know, the battle goes on and on. So, critical matchup. Go ahead. Sorry for dragging on.
Well, when it comes to home field, I don't even care. I don't even care if the Eagles lose and the Niners win. It doesn't matter to me because, like I said, the Niners are not going to win out, and the Eagles will after this week. Maybe they lose to Seattle. But if they lose this week, they're not going to lose to Seattle next week. I'll tell you that. But either way, it doesn't matter. The Niners won't have number one seed at that point. But, you know, when we talked about the Dolphins game, I said that was going to be my lock of the week, but I wanted to pick a more interesting game, and this was the one. So this was the one I went with. The Dolphins were giving up 14. The Niners are giving up 13.5. So this is Vegas thinks this is going to be another blowout, but I don't think it's going to be like that, man. I think this is going to be a tight game. Right off the bat, the Niners coming off that, I mean, that was their Super Bowl last week. That type of emotion coming off that, this is a classic letdown scenario for San Francisco. And you go back to week five when they blew out Dallas, they ended up losing three straight after that. I don't think they're going to lose three straight, but this could be a this is going to be a big time letdown game for them. And when you're talking about a 13.5 point spread, I mean, they might win the game, but they're not covering. I'm telling you that right now. When you talk about recent history, though, they do have a ton of success against Seattle. Debo's averaging 126.7 scrimmage yards per game against Seattle. And we saw him tear up the Eagles last week after running his mouth for 9 months straight. They've also won four straight against Seattle, which, you know, to start Kyle Shanahan's career, they lost 8 of 10. Yeah, they lost 8 of 10. So since that tenth game, they won four in a row. And then you look at Seattle, man. The way they played Dallas last week, they moved the ball, man. Geno looked good for once. DK Metcalf had a huge game. 6 receptions, 134 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think they're going to put up points today, and I think San Francisco is going to kind of struggle. And we know when it comes to the Niners, yeah, they're just like they're a lot like the Cowboys, man. They're great when with the lead. They go up a couple scores, they're going to speed bag you, you know. But if they go down a couple of scores, they go down 14 points, all of a sudden Brock Purdy, the game's on his shoulders, and all of a sudden he crumbles. And I think it's going to happen like that today, man. I think Seattle is going to go up early. And I think San Francisco, like I said, it's going to be a letdown game. They're going to come out slow. They're going to get down a couple scores. And all of a sudden, they're going to be playing catch-up mode. And when you have a mediocre quarterback, and let's face it, Brock Purdy's a mediocre quarterback. He's not an MVP candidate like those idiot Niner fans try to make him out to be. It's going to be a struggle. So I'm going with Seattle not only to cover, but to win the game outright. So I'm going to take Seattle 26-23 as my lock of the week.
Hatred for the 49ers is just as bad as the Cowboys.
No, it's just a classic letdown game. Just a classic letdown game, man.
But like I said, I mean, look, I can't stand the 49ers either. They ran their mouths. Sadly, they did back it up. Unfortunately, as much as I would like to see your scenario come up, it's just unrealistic. And I'm trying to be real. I'm not trying to be no 49er lover or all this other crap. I'm trying to be realistic. The 49ers are that good a team. And I can't see a letdown game. I mean, yeah, it could happen. It could happen. I'll say it might be a closer game. I'll say this. It'll be a closer game than what the Eagles had to deal with last week to score. But if Geno Smith does not play in this game, you got Drew Lock. You can get the fuck out of here with Drew Lock. He's a joke.
Well, Geno Smith's playing.
You know, but I think Geno will play. I think he will play. And at the end of the day, this 49er team is this. I understand you can't stand them. I can't stand them either. But we have to be real here. They're going to win their division. Most likely, they're going to have the one seed. Most likely.
I don't know where you come up with that either, man.
And they're going to sadly win this game. That we you might not guarantee, but I am. I'm picking the 49ers to win this game, unfortunately. Plus, they will clinch a playoff berth if Green Bay or Minnesota, as I see on the screen here, they can clinch a playoff berth, but that don't matter. They're going to be in the playoffs. We know that. So, 49ers will win this game, and unfortunately, unlike you, this won't be much of a close game. If it's a close game, it'll be kickoff. You get home. At 4 o'clock, you watch the kickoff because by halftime, this game is going to be lopsided. So I'm going with the 49ers and the final score 41-23.
Man, you're like, I don't know, you act like this Niners team is the 85 Bears, like they're this unbeatable team. They're not that good, man.
But why did they come in here and beat us 42-19 and give up, and we didn't have no turnovers and six straight touchdown drives?
Hey, everybody plays a bad game. I mean, you say it's not going to happen. I mean, you said it wasn't going to happen that they were going to lose to P.J. Walker. They lost. They got their asses kicked by P.J. Walker. I mean, this isn't some unbeatable
team. P.J. Walker
was
that defense. It was the defense. It was not P.J. Walker.
It was this. It was that. Yeah, they lost.
I can pick P.J. Walker.
They lost. They lost the game. I mean, the bottom line, man, this team isn't as good as you think they are. And to say that it's likely they're going to be the number one seed – so basically what you're saying is the Eagles are going to lose this week and the Niners are going to win the rest of the season. Because let's be honest, after this week, the Eagles' schedule...
Schedule is going to be fine. I'm not worried about the rest of the year. I think the Eagles will be... They're going to win the division. They're going to win the division. That's not... I'm not worried about that. It's just... This is a tough matchup. We don't have a lot of time left.
To say that it's likely the Niners are going to be the number one seed, that means you're saying it's likely that... The Niners are going to win out, and the Eagles are going to lose this week because otherwise they're not going to be the number one seed. That's the only way they will be.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully you're right. Your trajectory is right about the 49ers more than my prediction in my eye test tells me. It's almost like college. It's like the eye test. What I've seen from the 49ers this year and what you've seen are like – it's kind of like – how you drive on the road and how I drive on the road. It may not be the same. But who knows? But who the hell knows? Who knows? We'll see what happens. When we get to the postseason, we're going to know who really is a badass and who really is a softy some bitch. We'll see. All right. Let's go. Let's get to the next matchup here. We have a critical matchup here in the AFC. And this is a critical matchup because playoff seeding, like we've been talking about, we have playoff seed is all over the place here. Wild card spot. This game could go in all the way for a wild card spot. The Colts going to Indianapolis. Obviously, this is a critical matchup. Jake Browning, the backup quarterbacks fully. These are both fully secured backup quarterbacks moving forward. But can they lead them to the playoffs? Can Indianapolis have an outside chance at even winning the division? But critical matchup here in the AFC with a lot on the line here, with a playoff berth still at stake here. But since he still has an outside chance, even though it's a long shot, but they kind of kept the themselves afloat in this AFC playoff race. So go to this matchup.
I forgot. I didn't even realize this game was still on the schedule for us to talk about. We're going to save time here. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. Jake Browning, he had a good game last week. He's a bum. Colts are going to win this one. Final score, I'm going to say 31-24.
You got Bengals or Colts?
Colts.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be interesting. I mean, obviously the Bengals, this is, you know, they're playing pretty good football here with that matchup. But, you know, the Colts are obviously a team that could be heading to the postseason, and things are looking really well. But like I said, it's going to be interesting. This is a tough matchup. But I've been kind of back and forth with this matchup all week. You know, the Bengals could win this matchup. They could win this game. They still have Metcalf. They still have Metcalf. What's his name? The receiver. But anyway, I'll go with the Colts as well. I'll go with the Colts as well. Final score 27-24.
Okay.
All right. Jamar Chase. I'm terrible with these fucking names. All right. My Ravens next. Critical matchup here. The Rams are starting to play pretty good football. Winners of three of their last four, right outside a wild card spot, obviously. But They're going, you know, Odell Beckham, this is big revenge game. Well, not really a revenge game, but this is big for him. He's playing the team he won a Lombardi Trophy with. And obviously, because of that, missed the postseason because. But obviously, the Ravens are here. They're playing at home against an NFC opponent once again. Been kind to Lamar Jackson in his career. Let's see what happens here today. Can the Ravens continue? Is one of my picks for the week. Go ahead.
All right. I'll go quick here because we got two important games to talk about, two more important games. But yeah, like you said, it's two hot teams going head-to-head. You said the Ravens went three of the last four. They've actually won three straight, and Baltimore's won six of the last seven. Lamar Jackson went healthy, which the last couple of years he hasn't been, but in December when he is healthy, he's 13-3 for his career. And you look at the Rams, though, like you said, they're playing really well. They're trying to make a playoff run. Puka Nacua, the rookie, he's got 77 receptions for 1,029 yards on the season. He needs 28 receptions and 445 yards for the rest of the year to break the rookie record for both. So, I mean, he's having an amazing year. The key matchup in this game is the Rams' offensive line versus that Baltimore front seven. The Rams' offensive line is playing really well. They've allowed zero sacks in the last two games. They've allowed just four sacks in the last five games. But Baltimore leads the league in sacks, their defense, 47. So that's going to be the key matchup here. Bottom line, though, I think it's going to be close, but Baltimore ends up with the win. I just think they're just the more talented team, and that's just how it is. So Baltimore with a final score of 30-27.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be a critical matchup. I mean, for the Rams, they're playing much better than they've been playing. They come off a big win last week. But obviously, this is a critical matchup. This is an early game for them, which has not been kind to them recently. But obviously, playing the Ravens on a, you know, and obviously playing against Odell Beckham, who, like I said, he won a Super Bowl with a couple of years ago. But now he's back in a Ravens gear, playing his old team. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, like I said, Lamar is going into a month he hasn't really played in since 2020, because the last 2 years, by this point in the year, his season had come to an end. So he's playing in his first December game since 2020. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But remember, 18-1 against NFC opponents. Think about that. And most of them were blowouts. Most of them have not been close games. So, I mean, the pick is 7.5. This is one of my picks for the week. So I would say that the Ravens win. They won't blow them out, but they'll beat them decently. They'll be able to cover that. And they damn sure, for my sake, better cover. So I'm going to go with my Ravens and the final score, 33-17.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, now we go to my game of the week, and obviously everybody's game of the week, including Kwame and John. This is what they picked for their matchups. Obviously, for Buffalo, they're coming off of a bye. Both of these teams lost to the Eagles, even though they both should have beaten them, but they lost. Obviously, these two teams, you know, when you think about the trajectory of the AFC normally, these are the top two teams normally. But that's not the case right now. Either team controls what they want. One's going to have to play on the road in a situation, and one won't see the postseason at all, potentially. Josh Allen, he needs a big match. He needs a big game. This is, by far, the most critical matchup of the year for him if this team's going to make the playoffs. Obviously, they have a tough stretch down the stretch. Obviously, the Chiefs still be all right, but like I said, this is interesting. Like I said, everybody believes that it's going to be a good matchup. Like I said, Nance and Romo, they're out there. You know that it's a big game when they're out there. So, critical matchup for both teams in the pursuit of the postseason. One trying to get the one seed back, and one trying to get a wild card spot back. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, man. Well, you talk about two teams that have been disappointing this year. Obviously, Buffalo has been more disappointing than KC, but both teams are kind of desperate to get what they're looking for. I mean, the Bills at this point are just looking at it in the playoffs and sitting at 6-6. They need a win. They need a huge win because they got a tough schedule finishing out the year. So they got to win this game. If they lose, they're finished. KC, you know, they're trying to get that number one seed, and they need to get a victory here. They have lost three of their last five, and one thing with them is after the – well, actually including this game, they don't face a team with a winning record for the rest of the season. So if they can win this game, they got a good chance of winning out or maybe just one loss and, you know, still getting that number one seed. So this is a huge game for both teams. This is going to be a playoff atmosphere. Obviously, these two teams have a lot of recent history with each other. We know about that. This is gonna be a fun game to watch, man. This probably is the game of the week. It's between this and the Eagles Cowboys game. One thing with the Bills, you know, at 6-6, their record doesn't look good. Their big problem is they've just blown a lot of games this year, man. Each of their six losses were by 6 points or less. So it's not like they're getting crushed. I mean, we saw with that Eagles game, they should have won that game. They blew it. They just aren't – they're not doing what they need to do to get the W. And part of it's Josh Allen. And also part of the reason why KC isn't as good is because Mahomes hasn't been as good. And when you look at the two quarterbacks, Josh Allen has at least one turnover in eight straight games. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 10 interceptions this year. He's on pace to throw them more – the most of his career. So, you know, there's some issues with both teams. I'm going to say with this game, I look at what the Bills have done the last couple weeks with Joe Brady as their offensive coordinator after they fired Ken Dorsey. They scored 66 points. I think they're going to continue. I think they're going to have a big game offensively this week. And I just think that KC doesn't have the firepower on offense that they normally do. So I'm going to go with Buffalo in a tight one. But it's going to be higher scoring, but I just think Buffalo has more weapons on offense. So I'm going to go with the Bills with a final score of 36-30.
Yeah, this is very, very critical. How many more minutes we have left?
7.5.
Very quick. Like I said, this is a critical matchup for both teams. Like I said, you mentioned basically what I was going to say. The Chiefs do not have the firepower. I mean, we can go back to the 49ers, but that's a different argument. But I'm sure Mahomes would love to have the weapons Brock Purdy has because he doesn't have those weapons. And that's why the Chiefs are what they are. You know, Sky Moore is just not Samuel. And, you know, they don't have a running game to consistent. Kai Edwards-Helaire starting today. He is not Christian McCaffrey. So at the end of the day, you know, this is just not a good look for Kansas City. Buffalo's played better, but like you said, they did everything but win against the Eagles the last time they played. They should have won that game easily, but they didn't. And mentally, they're just not where they need to be. So, but this is a matchup where if they played the game that they played against the Eagles, they're going to win because they offensively, they have it better than what the Chiefs have. So I think Josh Allen has a big game. It will be a battle. It'll be close, but I'm going to go with the Bills here. They win, and the final score 37-33.
All right. All I'll say is, you know, everybody always likes to say, "Oh, if Mahomes had this." I mean, part of the reason why the Niners have so many weapons is because Brock Purdy's getting paid like the last pick in the draft rather than a $50 million man. So,
yeah, it helps that your contract is at the bottom end because you are Mr. Irrelevant. You're not going to get the $20-30 million deal. You're just not. But anyway, let's get to our final game, big matchup. You all know the drill: Eagles, Cowboys. Teams met earlier in the year or last month, week 9, Eagles barely beat them, but they outplayed them. Obviously, Cowboys have played really well. They played well all year. But this is a critical matchup because Dallas, to this point, has not beaten a team with .500 record after the fact. But this is their opportunity. They've won their last 14 games at home, most by blowouts. See what happens here today. So, but the Eagles, you know, like I said, can the Cowboys do something to the Eagles that hasn't happened to them since 2021? Lose back-to-back with Jalen Hurts. We'll see. But loud on the line. Good news is Dallas Goedert returns. We'll see what happens. So go to it.
All right, we got just under 5 minutes. With this one, man, you know, I really want to take the Eagles here. I do. After the game they had, they should be able to bounce back. But, I mean, that was a super emotional game, too. I don't know what they're going to have in the tank. The Cowboys, they've already lost to the Eagles once this year. I come in every year expecting these teams to split. So I mean, the Eagles are playing with house money in my mind when it comes to the Eagles Cowboys series. If they win, great. If they lose, okay, it's what I expected. The only way the Eagles win this game is if they change their offensive philosophy coming out. I mean, our offensive philosophy. I've already trashed Brian Johnson constantly for weeks now and his horrible game plan. I mean, we got to run the ball. The Cowboys have a tough pass rush. They have a tough pass defense, but they're susceptible against the run. And we're a team that can dominate the line of scrimmage and run the ball when we want to. Unfortunately, we have an offensive coordinator that has no idea of how to put together a good game plan. He's got no no innovation, nothing. I don't know, man. I think with this game, I like I said, I want to pick the Eagles in a bounce back, but I just think the Cowboys need it more. I think I don't have enough faith in Brian Johnson to actually come out with the right game plan at this point in time. Unless he shows me something different, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to come out and throw the ball. We got a quarterback. Maybe he's not injured, but he's a little banged up. We've seen that. I think and the blueprint's kind of out with the Eagles' game plan to start games. You come out, you pressure Hurts, you get in his face, bring the heat. We're not gonna bother to throw screens and run the ball and run misdirection and all that. We're just gonna come out and run our game, our game plan, the same game plan we run every week, regardless of the team, regardless of the weather. And I think it's gonna be more of the same. So I do think we're going to lose this one, man. I could be wrong, but just like the Niners, I think the Niners are going to lose in a letdown. I think this is going to be kind of a letdown game for the Eagles. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys in a close one, 27-24.
Well, like I said, I'll make it very quick. Like I said, this is a critical matchup for both teams. You know, I mean, you're absolutely right about the Eagles may lose. I just don't see where the Eagles are going to win this game. One, they haven't won here since 2017. Two, it's either they'll get blown out or they'll play a close game and then something screw them over and they lose that way. So, I mean, I'm not saying that they will look bad or this will be a letdown, whatever. I think the Eagles will be more motivated because this is our natural rivals and we want to win and we want to beat them. But obviously, Dallas has been playing really good football here in the last several weeks. Dak's played well all year. He's a true MVP contender. And obviously, CD Lamb's going to be hard to deal with. If you can't stop him, you're not going to have a lot of success. And defensively, you know, De'Ron Bryant, and you know, he can be hungry. He's a hungry guy. He can pick off. But he can be beaten, too. So I think A.J. Brown's going to have a big game tonight, along with Devontae Smith. I think they both have big games. But at the end of the day, unlike your thing that the Niners are going to have a letdown, I don't see where that happens, or I just don't see where the Eagles win this game. I just don't. So the final score, Dallas wins 36-29.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Now, quickly, like I said, this is we will have our live look back on Thursday, no Wednesday show again. You know, we're off Wednesday again. Our Thursday live show should be big. Our top five list, our last one, Ken will join us. Obviously, we'll have a live interesting stuff to say. You know, I'm not going to say anything else about potential things that could happen.
15 seconds, man.
What?
10 seconds.
All right. Have a good night. Have a good day. Enjoy the games, folks.
All right.
Well, I got that.